fresh week, a fresh sugya. Although the guys have been learning so well, I don't know if we need fresh. But we started fresh sugya on the bottom of Yudalan Amud Beis. And here is a great gemara where the pshat, good pshat, I don't know if we're going to be able to cover everything in what they call in Yiddish good pshat, but a little bit of pshat, that will take us to important yesodos, which we'll begin to touch on Bezer Hashem today. Avel aser b'tisporis. It's prohibited for an avel to get a haircut. Midakamar hu rachmana l'bnei Aaron v'sheichem al tifro. Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded the bnei Aaron not to cut their hair by misas nadav aviyu. Michlal, not to let their hair grow, excuse me. Michlal de kule alma aser. We can infer that for everybody else, it will be aser to have their hair to grow. Says Rashi, al tifro gidol seir. Okay, so that's the Makar. Rasheichem al tifro. As you know, later on, the Rishonim will begin to handle with this Makar. But in the meantime, Michlal de kulei alma aser. Menudin u'mitzarahim mahem b'tispar. So the theme of our sugyas has been, once we prove in regards to Avel, so then we go to Menuda and a Metzora. So the Gemara asks, what would the halacha be by a Menuda and Metzora? Is there an Isser for them to get their hair cut like an Avel, or not? Just in one sentence, when it comes to an Avel, as we set out in the beginning of the Sugya, that there is an Avel Shebelev, and anything that contradicts the Avel Shebelev, the Torah tells us what contradicts Avel Shebelev, anything that contradicts the Avel Shebelev can't be done. And we see from the Torah, Rasheichem al tifro, that cutting their hair is a contradiction to Avelus Shebelev. Menuda Mitzora, which has components of Avelus to it, as we've seen in the past, but it's not as Chamur, so now we ask the question, Mountis Bittis Boris, what's halacha going to be in regards to them having their hair cut? So the Rishonim jump all over this Shaila of the Gemara. The Shaila of the Gemara doesn't make any sense. And I was glad to overhear in Seder that one of the Talmidim asked it, Jacob asked it, in the middle of Seder. There's a very fundamental question on this Shiloh of the Gemara. What's the difficulty with this Shiloh of the Gemara? Menudim Mitzora Ma'am B'tisporis. Everybody who is learning good Gemara Rashi, Mishnah Gemara Rashi, I always tell the Talmidim that you always have to learn Mishnayis of the Masechta first. You always have to learn the Mishnayis of the Masechta. So if you just remember the Mishnayis, so what's difficult with this? I already gave a shout to you, Jacob. I'm not going to do it twice. Yeah, Menachem, go ahead. What? The Mishnah says Beferish. Let's take a look in the beginning of the Mishnah. Ve'elu gat megalchem amoed haba medina sam ubeis hashviyah va'yotzim beis hamesurim v'hamenuda she'tiru lo chachamim. This menuda wasn't able to cut his hair, and now he's an onay, so he's allowed to cut his hair. So what in the world is the Gemara Shaila? Menodo mitzara ma'am b'tisporis. The Beferishim Mishnah. The Mishnah already told us that there was an Isser. So let us quote this Mishnah. And in fact, the Gemara's answer, the Gemara doesn't quote it. Tashma menudinu mitzaran asurin l'saper l'chavis. The Mishnah doesn't quote it. So the Ritva already, before even we do the Gemara, the Ritva right on the Mishnah points this out. The Ritva points it out. It's a Beferishim Mishnah that the halach is a menuda can't cut his hair. The Ritvan Dibar Maskal Menuda Shetiru Lo Chacham. If Pirush Shukigon Shlo Yochel Efayis Baldina Kodem Amoid Dilo Pershehu Vechenu Bisham VeKashali Amaylo Dilo Muchich Mehacha BeGemara the Menuda Aser B'Dispars Meini Duyav. Why didn't the Gemara prove from our Mishnah? And Einachinami, the Ritva's answer is a little bit of a weak teretz, weak in the sense that he passes the buck. He doesn't answer the question. He says that the question is so strong, there's not much that one could say to answer this question. If it was mutter, so then what's the need for the heter to give him to shave on yom tov? So the Ritva's answer is, you're right. Really, you could prove it from the Mishnah. The only thing is, maybe it was customary for someone who was a nidui not to get his hair cut anyhow. Even though the halacha is not mechayiv him, nevertheless, since he is holech nidam v'nizuf, nizuf means he's downtrodden, so then he understands v'chutzpah yenechshev lo, it's a stira to his own nidui to go get a haircut. Now, obviously, it could very well be that the din doraisa, that a nidui can't get a haircut, is because of this, the fact that he's nizufin. So the Ritva says, though maybe, even though it's not mikra d'dina, still he didn't get a haircut. Is that called an ones? The Ritva is being mechadish, that's called an ones because he's bechutzpah. Maybe the barber can't come to him, tov dal ramas. The Ritva doesn't exactly say this, but this is the Ritva's answer. Ritva basically says, really you should have proven it, but maybe our mission is not coming from a tzad halacha that there is an isur, but rather the custom of someone who's in nidui is not to get a haircut, but not that if you ask the Rav a shayla, the Rav would say that it is asur. I'd like to show you this mysterious Yaivitz. The Yaivitz was a very mysterious man by nature. The Rav Yaakov Emden was a very controversial figure. He managed to pick a lot of machlokis l'shem shamayim. He had machlokis, very important machlokis in terms of digduk, and also then he had another machlokis with Rabbi Yonason Eibishitz. He was a very prolific writer, Rav Yaakov Emden. He also, Rabbi Carmi told us that it was Rav Yaakov Emden was very important. His opinion got out because he also ran a lot of the publishing companies during that period of time. So Rav Yaakov Emden was a very vocal figure. Of course, the son of the Chacham Tzvi, right? The son of the Chacham Tzvi. So Rav Yaakov Emden has a lot of important opinions. In his machlokas, I have to add, L'shem Shamayim, in his machlokas, Rabbi Yonason Eibishitz, the history has said that Rav Yaakov Emden was 100% wrong. I'm makbid against what the historians say. Derech Agav, he accused Rabbi Yonason Eibishitz as being part of the Shabsai Tzvi sect, but Rabbi Yonason Eibishitz has come out in the Masorah of Klal Yisrael as being one of the Chachmei HaMasorah. I'm makbid to call Rabbi Yonason Eibishitz the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason, because he was saved a lot. Rabbi Yonason Eibishitz was saved a lot in his life, and Rabbi Yaakov Emden did it l'shem shemayim. He thought that there was a terrible movement within Klal Yisrael. But anyhow, Rabbi Yaakov Emden wrote a lot. He also got put in the back of the Gemara. But consistent with his whole personality is this piece of the Yaivitz. This Yaivitz is only found in my Gemara and Yisrael Apfel's Gemara. It's the only Gemaras that it's found in. In the Oz V'Hadar Gemaras, it's not found. So I saw it in my Gemara, and then Thursday morning, I got very desperate. I opened up all the Gemaras and I couldn't find it. Finally, I found it in Yisrael's Gemara. So he gives a different answer. And actually, his Yisod is going to be very, very important in terms of dealing with our question. Let's take a look. Menuda Mitzor Ma'am, this part. Zachor Tamir Rabasa Ika Hacha. Atelo Shemile Masnisan Vamenuda Shetirilo. Says the Farish in our Mishnah that Allah is its mutter. Vinire. Zak Rav Yaakov Emden in a very beautiful terrace. The bitespiris ka'avel hu de kami boileg. The kol seir asur ba'avel va'afilu de beis hashechi. Rav Yaakov Emden says like this: by an avel, there's an isur even to cut the bodily hair, like from the underarms. That's the beis hashechi. V'gam safa ma'keves, and also the mustache that prevents one from eating. Toch shiva asurim, it's going to be asur within 7 days. So the shaila is whether a menuda is going to be asur for this. The chol seir asur ba'avel. Once we say a chol seir is asur ba'avel. So now the shaila is, of course, there's an isur by nidui from our Mishnah that we learn out from the fact that you have to let your hair grow. And we're going to see, the Gemara will apply to menuda, but the shaila is, does it apply to all bodily hair? Does it apply to a mustache that prevents one from eating? So halacha is that by avel, during shiva, we need to discuss these halachas as well. I see that this is going to become a two-day topic. When it comes to avel, the halacha is that he's not allowed to even cut the mustache that prevents him from eating. So that halacha, that's not the same halacha of letting one's hair grow in regards to a menudah. So the shaila is, it's meduyik in Lashon Gemara according to the Yavitz. Mahein b'tisporas. What's the halacha of Isur Tisporas? Not the halacha of letting one's hair grow that we learned from the Pasuk of Rosh Yerperua. No, it's a special halacha in regards to Tisporas. Once it's a special halacha in regards to Tisporas, so then Zok the Yavitz, that the Gemara can ask, even though our Mishnah says that a menudah needs to get a haircut. Why would a menudah need to get a haircut? Of course there's an Isur. What's the Isur? For him to get a haircut. But what about cutting his mustache? What about any maisa of cutting, any maisa gizus? So an avel has to, I'm using a radical lashon, which we're going to come back to in another context, an avel has to be shoveis from any maisa of cutting. That's the din of an avel. Does that halacha apply to a menudah? No, a menudah, there was never halacha. It says that he's not allowed to pick up a scissor. He's not allowed to have someone put a scissor to him. The issur is for him to look nice. But to cut any bit of hair, that's a special halacha of avel toch shiva. What about Avel Tok Shloshim? We're going to have to get to that. That's a special halacha of Avel Tok Shiva. So that he has to be sheves from. So the Gemara Shaila is, does that halacha apply as well to Menuda? This is Rav Yaakov Emden's Teretz Kasha. Yes, Yomi.
Where do we see that all hair goes to Avel?
Oh, so that is going to be Maseches Smachos. Where I'm going to put it in Mir Tzeshem tomorrow on the Mar Mekomos. In Maseches Smachos, we have this halacha that it's aser for an avel toch shiva perek zayin. It's also referred to as evil rabasi. There it says that there's an iser for him to have any haircut. We need to be ma'ayin into this halacha a little bit more. Yes, Sammy.
The Gemara tries to prove it from the Mishnah. It says, Soren and Menuda, aser and Masav Lachavis.
Yeah.
The word Lachavis means for sure every part of the body?
Yes, that's what the Yavitz is assuming. We're going to need to be done on that whole thing. We need to be ma'ayin Lashna Rambam. We'll get back to that. Tashma. So now we have a shayla. Menudan matzar ma'am b'tisparas. Tashma, come in here. I'll bring you a raya. Menudan matzaran asurin l'saper l'chabes. Oh, we have a braisa that says b'feirish that there's an isur l'saper. So according to Rav Yaakov Emden's pshat, the raya is like this. There's an isur l'saper, the way we're saying it, that he has to be shoves from tisparas entirely. And the braisa continues. What we're not going to focus on. Menuda Shemes Bezdin, Soklin Asarono. If he dies in Nidui, Bezdin stones his arm. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Loshia, Midu Alav Galavon, Kigal Shal Achan. Not that they put up, Achan was the one who did the Aver and Sefer Yoshua, not that they put up a pile of stones. El Bezdin Shoklin, Meniachem, and Gedol Al Arono. They put this large Evan. Lamdecha Shakalam, Snado Mace, Venidui, Bezdin Soklin Asarono. There's a Chiyu for someone who dies in Nidui that he should retain that status even after his death. That's the end of that braisa. Let's continue on in the Gemara. We're not going to focus too much on the next two subjects about Atifas Rosh and in regards to Tefillin. However, in order to be ma'ayin more in this Isur Tisporas, we need to be mamshif in the Gemara. Avel chayiv Atifas HaRosh. Avel's also chayiv to wrap his head. You know, the poskim are very much bothered today. I'll just give you an interesting maramakom. I don't know if we're going to spend a separate shiur on it. The poskim are bothered. What is atifas harosh? It means to literally wrap his head. Rav Nevinson, when he sat shiva for his sister a couple years ago, he was sitting with a talis entirely over his head. The Emek Bracha raises why it is that in Eretz Yisrael they don't sit ba'atifa. He says it's one thing that the poskim say that in Europe, no, it's not normal, looks strange, so they're afraid that they're not going to look good by the goyim. But the Emek Bracha says, by us, that's how the Arabs go, that's how the goyim go. So the Emek Bracha leaves off with a tzarachiyon. So he says, the shach suggests to put one's hat down. He doesn't say if it's a black hat, but the shach says to put your hat down over your eyes. But he says that was only the shach's time where the goyim didn't go like that. But he leaves off why today there isn't atifa l'chol hapachas with a hat, or even with a kafia, the way that many of the goyim go. Now we need to find time to discuss these halachos of atifa. But the Gemara says avol chayiv atifa sarosh min dekarmel rachman lecheskev lo sata al safam. We've pointed out that this pasuk, this very important pasuk that we have in front of us in the Torah, is all the things that Yecheskel is told not to do, which we infer an Aval is supposed to do. Tatel safa means to wrap something around your lips. Mechlal de kule alma mechayve. That seems to indicate that atifa is not just putting a hat further down on your forehead. It's atifa the way people put on their talis to block the lips. It's not correct the way in America the way some people do atifa. They just wrap it around a little. The way the Sfaradim do it is correct. It's supposed to be wrapped away around the head. That's the way the Torah describes it over here. Michlad kuli am mechayv minuda mal beativas arosh. Amar of Yosef Tashma vehein misatvim yoshin kumenudin umbaavelim ukavelim atchirachmu alam min hashamayim. So we see that menuda, that by taimis tzibur, the halacha is that they sit like menudim with ituf. So what do we see? We see that a menuda is does have atifas arosh. Amar le'abayi dilma menuda l'shamayim shani. Maybe menuda l'shamayim when they're being pushed away by Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that's different. Dechomer. There it's more chomer. Mitzora mahu ba'atifa sarosh. What's halacha about mitzora when it comes to atifa? Tashma v'alsavtam yateh. There we have, in regards to mitzora, it's oz beis in your Torah or v'atzora asher bo anega begod of yufrumim v'roshi yafarua v'alsavtam yateh v'tomei tomei yikretz mefurish. Mechlal shechayiv atifa sarosh shmamina. We see from here that he's chayiv atifa sarosh. We need to come back to a question. I just leave this off as a tzarech yun. We just write this down as a tzarech yun. What was the Gemara's havami? The Gemara didn't know the pasuk. Mitzora ma'al v'ativas arosh. Oh, I'll find you a pasuk. So for you and I, that's a havamina. You and I, who we didn't learn enough Tanakh when we were younger, so that's a havamina. But for the time of the Gemara, we would assume that beferish a pasuk, they knew. So what exactly was the Gemara's shaila? There are going to be a few places where the Gemara is going to ask Mahu, and then the Gemara is going to quote a Beferish Pasuk. Maybe we'll do that as a separate shir by itself if we have time, but the question needs to be asked, why does the Gemara need to quote a separate Pasuk? Avel asa laniach tefillin. Avel is also prohibited to put on tefillin. Rabosai, don't get anxious. We're going to do this as a separate sugya. But what I want to focus on is that after Gemara gives a mekar for Avel as having an Iser to put on tefillin, so then the Gemara asks, Mitzora mahu b'tefillin. After Gemara says, Menuda is b'teku, Mitzora mahu b'tefillin, three lines before the wide. Mitzora mahu b'tefillin, Toshma. V'hatzarua, l'rabos kohen gadol. So we already saw that drasha. That tzarua comes to be marbet kohen gadol for tzaras. Begod of Yefrumim, Shumikuran, Verosha Yefarua, Ein Priya Elagidol Seyar, Divri Rebelazar. Rebelazar learns, Rabbi Eliezer, excuse me, learns that the halacha is that he needs to let his hair grow. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Nemra Avai Berosha, Nemra Avai Bebeget, Ma Avai Homer Mura Bebeget, Dover Shechutz Migufo. So the Gemara attempts to prove Veroshi Yapurua as being the Makar that a Mitzora has to wear tefillin. And Rav Papa says, no, it means Kumsa Vesudra. What is Kumsa Vesudra? So those were the fancy dirt turbans in those days. And Rashi explains that he can't wear a fancy turban. Klomar Shei Rosha Megula Mikumsa Vesudra, Avot Tefillin Meiniach, but he's allowed to put on tefillin. So Rav Papa says that he does put on tefillin, he just can't wear a fancy head turban. Okay, so what emerges over here is the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Akiva, the pasuk of Roshi Yeparua is saying that he has to let his hair grow, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, it says that he has to let his hair grow, but according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not talking about that. It's talking about, according to Rav Papa, Bedas Rabbi Akiva, Kumsa Vesudra, or according to the earlier Amorayim, it's talking about tefillin. So we need to spell out all these things before we begin to be ma'ayin in the sugya. Tosas points out, in Dibra Amasal Menudin, Tosas says that our Gemara really doesn't make any sense. And this is where we have to fear ice, as they say in Yiddish, and that means to follow through in pshat the logic of the Gemara. Says Tosas, Umeirosha Yeparua lo boy lechuche. From the pasuk of Rosha Yeparua, there is no room to prove. Can anybody tell me what Tosis is bothered by. In Dibra Hamaskel Menudin, we're going back to the Gemara Shaila. What's the halacha? The Gemara asks, what's the halacha by Menudin and Mitzora in regards to Tisporis? So Tosis is bothered by a basic question. Rabbi Braunschweig used to, when he reaches this point, he always says, I apologize, but I don't apologize for spelling out the Pshat and the Tosos. That's the way the Rav learned. He spelled out the Pshat before he goes on. There's no mitzvah to run to the Chakiris before we've set out to make sure that we have 100% Pshat clear in the Tosos. We'll get to the Lamdus, but it's very, very, very important. I remember there are many, many times that I caught myself that I began to think about beautiful conceptual questions, and then I'd forgotten about what pshat was in the Gemara. I'd totally forgotten about pshat. Always have to remember to make sure to have the pshat cold. Gemara Rashi Tosis cold before we go on. So what to make sure that we have it cold. What is Tosis bothered by? What's Tosis bothered by? Yes, Michael.
By the way, you think
you're right and you're wrong. You're telling me something a Tosis somewhere in Shas says, but you're not telling me the words of our Tosis. I want to know the words of our Tosis. You're saying too much. Very good. Right. That's all you need. What you just said, Tosis says later on. But not right now, Tosis didn't say that. Okay? You were too good. Says Tosis like this. Tosis says, Umeroshayya Parua. Wait a second. There's a Gemara later on that says that Roshi Yerpura, what's that pasuk about? It says by Mitzorah that he has to let his hair grow. So it says, tells him, Roshi Yerpura, lo boy lechuche. You can't prove from there. Why? The less lay the Rebbe Lazar, the mukol come on with the spores. Tells it says, you're right. Really, you should have proved. It's a beferish pasuk for Roshi Yerpura. That's talking about Mitzorah. Oh, but there's another opinion. Not only Rabbi Akiva, there's also Rabbi Lazar. Not only Rabbi Lazar, there's also Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer understood that it was talking about letting one's hair grow. However, according to Rabbi Akiva, who says this interesting drasha, that a drasha of Havaya, so then we have a Shaila, because Parua is not talking about letting one's hair grow. Demukala come on with the spores. So according to Rabbi Lazar, Mukala come on with spores, Eina Chanami. Teda. So now Tosis says that we have to learn that's going according to Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Lazar. Because the Gemara later on ultimately takes Rabbi Akiva so seriously, because over there the Gemara is going to use the idea that Rosh HaPerua is going to be the source for tefillin, the halacha of tefillin, not for the halacha in regards to letting one's hair grow. So that's Pshat Aleph, says Tosos, that you're right, really is a beferish pasuk. But then there is this fellow Rabbi Akiva who turns all the psukim on the head. Ad kadei kach Moshe Rabbeinu sits into the shir Rabbi Akiva, he doesn't even know what Rabbi Akiva is talking about. So you have this Rabbi Akiva who doesn't understand it this way. Yesh la'ayin bedavar, about the methodology of the Tanoim. Rabbi Akiva always has a new take on it. So Rabbi Akiva over here doesn't understand Rosh HaPerua as referring to Gidol Seretz, Rabbi Eliezer, and hence the Gemara says, at this stage the Gemara says, we're only going according to Rabbi Akiva. Yes, Menachem.
Is it possible that Tosfos is asking...
Anything's possible. Okay. Not necessarily right, but possible.
Do you think it's correct that maybe Tosfos is asking more than just why didn't they bring this answer?
Right.
Maybe why did it put them together? Also, being that the Dibur HaMaskel is not his Menudin and Mitzorah in mind, is his force. And if you have a Ferish Pasuk, if you have a Ferish Pasuk answering Mitzorah and not Nibud, then why would you put them together to begin with?
It's an interesting aura. It definitely relates to the fact that Rashi says the Hachi Kamlu Ba'adadi Mishum the Pashalu Ba'adadi. So Rashi says that's why it's put together. So Tosis feels that there's some reason that the Gemara didn't bring that Makar, so it must be that we're going according to Rabbi Akiva in a Chanam. That's a Mosif Nofach, correct? That adds a little. Good. Okay. Let's continue on in Tosis. We have to first get Tosis is Mahalach Nahol Sugya. Anything alarming, Yoni?
Just clarification.
Go ahead.
We now hold later because Rabbi Akiva has a different shot, or is Tosis just saying...
Rabbi Akiva fits in our Sugya. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't fit. According to Rabbi Eliezer, what's the Gemara's Shaila? I like what Menachem's adding. Menachem's adding, it's not only possible, it's possibly correct. What Menachem's adding is that Tosis is bringing out that it can't be that we're assuming Mitzorah by itself, because that would be a separate pasuk, and the Gemara puts the two together, as Rashi points out, that we're going to be poshet the Shaila from one Makar. Yes, Yaakov.
That's going under a leather.
So that we have to see. That Tosis is later on going to develop. If I understood your question, Tosis is going to address your issue. Okay. Now here, there's a discussion in the Girsa of the next Dibra Maskil. The Dibra Maskil that we have in front of us is Menuda Mao Batifa Sarosh Amar of Yosef Toshma. So that doesn't make any sense at all, because when the Gemara asks by Menuda, so there the Gemara's Lashon is not Mahu Batifa Sarosh. Am I correct about that, Rabosai? The Gemara doesn't use that Lashon, right? Oh no, it does. The Gemara does. But the Gemara doesn't say, and the Gemara says, I'm Rav Yosef Tashma. Ah, so Lashon is fine on that account. But for some reason, we're going to see in a second, for some reason the Marsha changes Menuda to the Shail of Mitzorah. Mitzorah Ma'al Batifa Sarosh, I'm Rav Yosef Tashma. Okay, Tosis is addressing Mitzorah according to the Marsha. V'lo nira lo divrei rapapa demuki roshiya parua akumsa v'sudra. So now Tosis is making another pshatavna point. And that is, Tosis raises the following. Tosis says, if we're going to say that there's a shaila of menuda by atifas, of mitzora by atifas arosh, so then it can't fit with rapapa. It can't fit with rapapa. Why can't it fit with rapapa? Because rapapa said that on that pasuk, that we say, it's coming to tell you, you can't wear kumsa v'sudra. So now, the Marsha points out that this line of Rav Papa is talking about mitzora, not menuda. So in the language, it could fit in both Lashonos and the Gemara. However, Rav Papa is talking about mitzora. If Rav Papa is talking about mitzora, so Tosis points out that this Shaila doesn't make sense according to Rav Papa. Why doesn't it make sense according to Rav Papa? Because Rav Papa already tells us beferish that from the halacha, from the pasuk of Eroshia Parua, that you have to reveal your head with a kumsa v'sudra. From a kumsa v'sudra, which means beferish that the halacha is, this is a simple way of reading Tosos, that the halacha is that there is no atifas harosh. We see from here there's no atifas harosh. So Tosos number two, what Tosos points out, is that we see from Rav Papa in the Hemshech, that the halacha is that there's no atifas arosh. Elamai, when the Gemara asks mitzora mahu, again, it has to be mitzora because Rav Papa wasn't talking about menuda, that's why the Marsha changes the girsa. When Rav Papa says mitzora mahu, so it must be that we're not going within Shitas Rav Papa, because within Rav Papa, it's beferish that there is no requirement. Vaharaya, you take everything off your head. You take everything off your head. You take off even the kumsa v'sudra. Now, Rabosai, there is an alternative pshat in the Keren Orah, where the Keren Orah is bothered. I'll just say this by Maven Yavin in one sentence. The Keren Orah is bothered that at the end of the day, all it says is no kumsa v'sudra. But other atifa, maybe there is. So there the Keren Orah learns, again in one sentence, I'm not going to be ma'arich in this, because I'm going to go in the standard Havana, not the Keren Orah's Havana in the rest of the sugya. But he learns that the Shaila's Mamish Tosis is right, is the exact opposite. That we see that you're only Machmeh Akumsa V'sudra, but everything else you do Atifa for. So says the Keren Orah, the Gemara, it can't be Rav Papa, because Rav Papa says for sure that you do need Atifa. Ayin Sham. I just said the Keren Orah in two sentences. If somebody wants to look up the Keren Orah's pshat, fine. We are not going to learn like the Keren Orah. We're going to learn like the Pashtus in the way most understand Tosos, and that is, the Tosos says that we see beferish that kumsa v'sudra you take off, is mashmet, there's no atifa. So the Gemara is shaila mitzora mal batifa sarosh, that shaila is not a valid shaila. It must be that we're not going according to Rav Papa. So again, Tosos is such a great pshatov nalamdin. Not only a conceptual lamdin, a pshatovna lamdin, the Bali Tosas. And that is, they break down and they say, wait a second, each shaila of the Gemara is not necessarily consistent with other opinions that we're seeing in the Gemara later on. So the next ta'ara that Tosas makes in pshat is that Mitzora Mao Bativas Arosh can't be going according to Rav Papa, because Rav Papa said beferish that you take off the Kum Sava Sudra. Elamai, there's nothing on his head, there's no Atifa. The Karen Ora learns the exact opposite. The Rav Papa is saying there's a Chiyuv of Atifa, but the simple reading of Tosas is that there is no Kum Sava Sudra. Okay. Now, Rabosai, we begin to, as we set up the basic building blocks in Pshat, we begin to. In Tosas Dibur Maskil Rosh Yukarua, Tosas begins to give us a conceptual framework. This Tosas, it's very important to read Pshat correctly in the Tzarech Yun of Tosas. That the first time I read it, I wasn't clear. There's nothing to be embarrassed. That if you read over a Rishon a couple times and you work on it, then to open up a Perush that will help you out. So I wasn't sure when I was learning this Tosas. I wasn't sure exactly what Tosas was bothered by, and I'm going to learn Pshat according to Tosas the way the Hamasiftas Biurei Tosas. Overall, they do a nice job. I don't remember how we learned Tosas before we had these Sfarim. The answer is Neskatnu Adoras. My Rabbeim taught us Tosas, taught us good Pshat and Tosas, and they didn't have these Sfarim. The answer is our Rabbeim knew how to learn. The next generation knows less how to learn. Yes, Menachem. Maybe knows how to say a Hakira better, and knows how to learn less. Yes, Menachem.
Just a shot on
yeah.
Karen
yeah.
Is Karen Ora a Rishon or
an Achron? Karen Ora is an Achron. Karen Ora is not on my radar screen. As Maramakom Anilacha, as the Minchas Chinuch says. I'm just giving you a Maramakom. I'm not pushing the Karen Ora Shita. I'm going to push Shita, Samir Tzashem, but not the Karen Ora.
But is he arguing on both Rashi and Tosfos?
No, he's saying Pshat and Tosas. Ayin Shah. Sammy?
I'm just... the Marsha hasn't changed. Also, the words Amar Yosei Toshma, because I'm sorry, it doesn't say Amar Yosei Toshma, it says Toshma.
Right, that's what I was referring to when I was asking about the Gemara. Remember I asked and I said...
Right,
for sure. Yeah, that's what I was referring to when I said...
Right,
I asked, it was the same Lasha, no one helped me out. You didn't save me.
Okay. Not
like the Karen Ora?
Okay,
we're gonna get there. Excellent question. Hopefully that will be miyashiv at betum tam v'tuv tam v'das. What you're bothered by, I hope once we develop a mahalach in the sugya, I think we will answer your question. Maybe you'll remind me afterwards, and I'll plug it back in your question as well. Veroshia perua. It all starts with good pshat. Veroshia perua. Tzarech iyun. E pligi hachi biroshechem altifro uvigdechem losifromu dili'il maisi. We're going to go right away with the Bach. I was very happy that some of the Talmidim came over to me when we read the Tosas two different ways. They were makabel that you have to read automatically like the Bach. It's very good. Very good to be brainwashed by the Bach. Dili'il maisi minei isur al. Isur tesporis la'avel. So you tell me what Tosas' sarachiyun is. V'lo ma'isi minei l'mitzara. What's Tosas bothered by? Let's just remind ourselves, we're quoting from the Pasuk V'roshia Parua, the Shita of Rebbe Lazar and Gidol Seir, that's within the discussion by Tfilin. Yes, Menachem?
Just said that we're holding like Rabbi Akiva that parua doesn't mean growing your hair up, but rather it means not wearing tefillin. So he's saying it's a sarafian whether we're holding in this pasuk whether parua actually means growing your hair up, or again it's only going to mean wearing tefillin. And therefore.
So what's bothering Tosas?
So, what do you mean with bothering?
But there's something that's bothering Tosas.
That by Tisporus before, by the Allah brought it to Raya and Pierce Tamper.
Oh, very good. So Tosas points out, Dil'il maisi min Isur ala Tisporus la'avel, v'lo maisi min ele mitzora. Earlier, we brought this pasuk in regards to Tisporus la'avel. What is Tosas referring to? that we use the same expression parua for rasheichem al tifro to tell you the iser tisparis by avel, but we don't bring it for mitzora. The mashma that by mitzora it seems the saver k'Rabbi Akiva that we're going like Rabbi Akiva upliga de Rabbi Lazar k'depirashis le'il. So here, Michael, is your point. This is where Tosas said what you had said, okay? And that is, Tosas points out like this. Tosas says, number one, on Verosha Yeparua, so Tosas says, that approach of Gidol Seyo of Rabbi Eliezer is consistent with one part of the Gemara that we learned earlier, a part of the Gemara that you and I didn't emphasize yet. And which part is that, Menachem points out? That is the original drasha of Aval Asar B'Tisporis, Tichsiv Rosheichem Al Tifro. So over there, what are we learning out? Gidol Seyar by Avel. V'lomai simine l'mitzorah. But we don't bring it in regards to mitzorah. Because by mitzorah, we didn't quote the pasuk of that's beferish by mitzorah. V'rosha yeparua. We don't quote that pasuk. So over here, so Tosis is saying like this. Tosis is sarach iyun, the way I saw some being masbir, and I'm going to keep it as straightforward as possible, we're going to work with this pshat. Even if Talmidim are going to suggest a different pshat, I'll listen to what you have to say, but we're going to work with this pshat. And that is, the Tosfos saying Tzarchin, Memanushah, does Parua mean Gidol say or not? So what do we know? First, we know that there's a Machlokis Tanoim. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Lezer says it does, Rabbi Akiva says it doesn't. Fine. Now how do we go? So when it comes to Avel, originally it started like we were understanding that it refers to Gidol Seir. V'harayi, we learned from the Pasuk Rosheichem Al Tifro. Then when it comes to Mitzora, we forgot about it. Oh, so we as Tosas, Vali Tosas upstairs said, going in Rabbi Akiva, fine. But Tzarechion, Memanu Shach, are we going within Rabbi Eliezer or are we going with Rabbi Akiva? So Tosas now is raising the problem of ultimately Tzarechion, the Tzarechion of Tosas is how are we understanding Parua? Are we understanding as Gidol Seyar or not? Oh, says Tosas, Vishema, maybe. Rabbi Akiva lo parat ligad the Rebbe Lazar, the Prius Rosh Hainu Gidol Seyar. Bein b'mitzora, bein b'avel. No, says Tosas, it could be that even at the end of the day, what I said above is not true. Tosas is being chozer with what he had said above, and that is that even Rabbi Akiva agrees that refers to Gidol Seir. Aye, right here on the first wide line, Rabbi Akiva doesn't learn it that way. No, that's not Akasha. Uli'il delo. Okay, period. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva uses it also for another drasha as well, for the halacha of tefillin, period. So Tosa says, Tarvayu Dorish Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is Dorish both of them. And really, we could use the pasuk by Bnei Aaron Roshechem Al Tifra'u, which we understand to be Gidol Seyar, like Rabbi Akiva. We go with Rabbi Akiva because it means both. Tifra'u could also mean Gidol Seyar as well. Now, so what's difficult then? So what's difficult is then why didn't we quote, when it comes to Menudo Mitzarim Mahu, why don't we quote the pasuk of Verosha Yeparua? Uli'il d'lomai sinei mitzora. And earlier, when we don't quote it from mitzora, mishum d'mishkach b'raisa behedya ma'isila. And earlier, the reason why we don't bring the pasuk is really it would have been a good makar. But we've got a b'raisa that says straight up. So since we've got a b'raisa that tells us not only the opinion that it means Gidol Seyar, that's what the Torah means, but tells us straight up the Isur, and our Shaila was straight up Isur, so we say the Brisa which tells us straight up Isur, period. Okay, so again, to crunch in Tosas, Tosas Tzarechiyun is Mamanashach, are we going with Rabbi Akiva, who doesn't understand Paruah to be Gidol Seyar, as we seem to be by Mitzorah, but we don't seem to be following him when it comes to Avel? Tosas says, no, Rabbi Akiva also holds Gidol Seyar. Rabbi Akiva holds that we can learn out Ki'ilu. This requires more heads, but I don't have the time to engage it. But Rabbi Akiva holds that the pasuk has two meanings. And once the pasuk has two meanings, then it could be that by Avel, Rasheichem Al Tifro is coming to tell us the double meaning. And therefore, Rasheichem Al Tifro could be telling us the halacha of Isur Tispores by Avel. For Mitzorah, then why didn't the Gemara just go straight up? It's a Beferish pasuk, Rosh Yeparua, I'm quoted. No, over here we want to give straight up the Braisa, which tells us the Yisr. That's why it's more beneficial. One could ask on the Tosas that there's a straight up Mishnah also on Daf Yutes that says that Avel is Aser B'Tisporas. So why did then did we quote the Rosh Hashanah Yaparua? A little bit of a difficulty with Tosas' Teretz. But these are the words of Tosas. I see you guys really don't want me to cover ground today. This is a conspiracy. It's not only the Yavits. Yeah. Sammy, go ahead. No, I Lehefach, that could tell me you can't, there's no mitzvah for, I've heard from a few of my rabbeim that the Magid Shir has to be careful that the Shir shouldn't be, that what he prepared shouldn't be giving him a bellyache. He's just trying to get it out because that's what he prepared, because he has to see where the Talmidim are holding. So if there are things that are bothering you, there's no mitzvah for me to go further. Yes, Sammy. The onish is going to be, Shir is going to get longer and longer. That's going to be the onish. Yeah, go ahead.
You can answer Tulsa's question and say that there's no Havaya beforehand. By Rashechem, Matafrov, Yem, Matafrov. So Rabbi Kiva wouldn't have to compare.
You're explaining why sometimes he uses the tar value and some.
Right, and therefore you need to assume masking. That according to Rabbi Kiva, there's an Isser. There's no Isser by Avilos for to Kairer because there's no Avaya before him.
What we said was Kolo, what you said. Correct.
Always?
Yeah, in other words, what we said fits. In other words, that's the whole idea. Correct. You're saying differently?
Well, there's no question.
No, Tosis is that's exactly what Tosis' answer is. When Tosis says Tarvaya, that's Kufa Tosis' answer.
No, but I mean, he can mean only one when he quotes it here, but it means still meaning
yeah,
when he quotes.
But I didn't mean to say anything against that.
But Tosis is saying he's Dorish both over here by.
No, that's not what Tosis means. When Tosis says Tosis means Tarvaya, that both possibilities could exist for Rabbi Akiva, and there are times that he could pull out one, and times he could pull out the other.
But now they're playing out both by Mitzor.
What?
And by Mitzor, he still thinks there's no Isser to for Sporas. It's not how I thought.
Wait, just a second. By Tisporas.
There's no Isser Sporas for Mitzor.
From Tisporas, we don't prove from that. Correct. We prove it from the Brisa. The Pasuk is not necessarily telling us that.
No, but in the Maskana, there's no Isser Sporas.
No. Yeah, Michael.
I don't know how to answer that.
Good. Yes. No.
This double lashon that you're saying, why does it have to necessarily be a double lashon? Why can't you say that Rabbi Akiva is saying that Rabbi Akiva, they bring this tashma, that Rabbi Elazar is speaking about that the word paruo means growing hair long. Mm. And then Rabbi Akiva is adding, he's like, yes, the word paruo is growing hair long. But Yehiyeh Parua is coming to add something else. It's not a double lashon. It's coming to add that the Yehiyeh Parua is coming not to define the Parua as something new as we would have thought earlier in Tosfos, but rather as to add a new element of it. But it's not a double lashon of the Parua. It's one's Yehiyeh and one's Parua. And that's why they're not arguing. And it's clear that he's bringing this, he's bringing the
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. To me, it doesn't fit into the simple words of Tosas. I hear what you're saying. We need to look at the other Bali Tosas. But for me, it doesn't fit. I'm not sure if it's fair to tell me exactly to continue. We'll hammer it out, Mirtz Hashem, after Mincha. Okay? So this is Tosas' chat. Any other clarification questions? Any other clarification? Good. So far, so good. So now Tosas continues, and okay. So what was the again? I want to crunch again what Tosas said. Tosas says that the pasuk over here that's telling us the halacha parua, so that could tell us gidol seyar. But the reason why mitzora we don't go to that is because we have a ferish b'raisa. Now Tosas asks a bomb question on this approach. Va'afalgav the bereisha the sugya maisi. Asks Tosos, but wait a second. The Isur of Avel on Yom Tov is a Beferish Mishnah. And what's our rule of thumb? If you have a Mishnah or a Pasuk, what do you go to? What did Tosos above say? Tosos said that you go to the Mishnah or the Brisa. So why is it that when it comes to Avel, our Gemara that we spent the inauguration of our Zman together, and that was to try to figure out what does it mean Asiya say the Ramadachi say the Yachid, Why do we spend Asiyah Seyd Ram Vidachiyah Seyd Yach? What's our whole discussion about the relationship between Avelos and Visamachta Bechagecha? What's that whole discussion? Go straight up to the Mishnah. Now, up until now, you and I thought that the Pasuk was the best thing. For some reason, Tosis gets through saying, no, the Braisa is the best source. If the Braisa is the best source, and that's why we chose it two lines from the top, then why in the beginning, in the onset of the Gemara, in Yedalim and Beis, did we not go to the Pasuk? Back into the words again. And we quote the Pasuk Misamachta. Tosis says, because there we need to give him a card. There we need to give him a card. Avorosha yeparua, the Mayri be Gidol Seyar, Barosha yeparua, where we're just defining Gidol Seyar, Domelo Dover Pashut, that's a Dover Pashut, Venichalay la Suya the Braisa, and we determine that it's more significant to go to the Braisa as opposed to the Pasuk. So Tosfos says that when it comes to the stira between Avel and Yom Tov, then you need to go to the Pasuk. But when it comes to Rosh Yeparua, so there the Braisa is going to be more beneficial. That's what Tosfos learns. So I was talking with David this morning. Why does Tosfos feel that going to the Pasuk is more beneficial than when it comes to Avel and Yom Tov? There you need to go to the Pasuk. What is Tosfos' Lashon? Fisha Tzarek Lefarish Minola Masnisan. You need to tell us the makar for the Mishnah. Over here, it's a davar pashut. Here, it's a davar pashut. Nichal al asuya de braisa. So, on the simple level, I think all that Tosis is saying is that when it, although we're chained, Tosis is doing a total about face. Tosis is saying roshia parua as a gidol seir. That's a davar pashut. And then we just need to see a braisa that affirms this davar pashut in the pshat of the pasuk. However, when it comes to avel and regel, so there's nothing that's pashut. And then we need to go to the psukim. Those are the words of Tosis. I'm not sure I understand what Tosis means. That's Dabar Pashut. First of all, Gadol Perua is not a Dabar Pashut. There was a Machlokis. That's Aleph. Maybe we could suggest, again, so everybody hears what Tosis says. Tosis says, for some reason, when it comes to Avil, we need the Pasuk. Over here, when it comes to the Halacha Mitzora, so there, you don't need the Pasuk. I'd like to add, maybe this is what Tosis is saying. I'm not convinced necessarily that this is exactly Tosis' Kavana, but maybe what Tosis is driving at is the following. We saw in the opening of the Sugya that the case of Avelus Beregel is not only a Shaila of what's the halacha of Avelus Beregel. That wasn't what the opening of the Shaila of the Gemara was. For those of us who were brainwashed by Rav Yoshe Ber, this Shaila of the Gemara is the most important Shaila in all of Hilchos Avelus. When the Gemara introduces Avel Eina Noag Avilusa Beregel, it's not a detail, it's not a prat of a pasuk to understand what the halacha is, but rather there's a fundamental question that's at play. Rabosa, you tell me what's the fundamental question that's at play in the opening of the sugya, the first sugya in Hilchos Avelus. What's the fundamental problem that's at play when we say Avel Eina Noag Avilusa Beregel? Yes, Menachem?
What's the nature of Avelus?
What's the nature of Avelus and how does it relate to Yom Tov? So that's a fundamental shaila on the level of the psukim on the kavanas hakra. If that's a fundamental shaila, so then you've got to be tight up, as we say in Yiddish. You need to define what is avelus, so you need to define what is regel. And that's what we struggle to do, and that's how the Ritva struggled to sugi. Not only Rav Yoshe Ber, the Ritva introduced that idea as well. Over here, it's just a question of, not number one, what the pasuk means, halachically. So it says to us, the Dara Pasha that Parua means to let your hair grow. Now the only question is that the Kavanas Halacha? Is that what the Halacha also says? So there, we go to a Braisa. Game, set, and match. The whole thing. You go to a Braisa, it closes it. When we're talking about Avelus and Regel, so there's a much more fundamental question that's at play, and that is we're now defining the Mechayev of Avelus. So we're talking about the Mechayev of Avelus. It's not just a question of getting it right. What is the meaning of the word in the Pasuk and then the Braisa? But rather we need to define what is Avelus. If we need to define what is Avelus, so then we need to discuss the definition of a Samachta, which goes up against Evel de Yachid and Rashi's strange Pasuk. I'd like to let the Talmidim run with that about Rashi's strange Pasuk, how it relates to Rashi's strange Pasuk. But at the end of the day, it's a much more fundamental question, and that could be a raya, a pshatovna raya, to the yisod that we've been developing, that the opening the shaila of the Gemara is a shaila which is not just a shaila hilchatit, but is also defining what is avil. So that's the way many of our rabbeim understood it. Ad kidei kach, I mentioned to you, Rabbi Braunschweiger had explained that was the Gemara shaila by Menuda, which we proved that the Tosa Rosh had learned the same way. Okay. This is just Pashup Pshat before we begin to break down a little bit more. Now, let's take a look and see that the Ritva asks a very basic question, our sugya, and see the Ritva's Mahalach, and let's compare it to the Mahalach of the Rambam. Nachman, if you don't mind, I haven't said anything today. I wanna start learning a little bit. So let's take a look at this. Let's take a look at this Ritva, okay? The Ritva on our sugya asks a basic question. Divra maskel over aser b'tisporis. Midikarmel rachman al b'nei Aaron Rashaych amal tifro. Anyhow, Menachem, you used up your punch card. The Yeshualin. You have the Ritva's kashav, Yeshualin? Uminalan asks the Ritva. Uminalan this it is far as Shloshim Yom. Ba'alom ibnei Aaron lamanu v'hoi avhelosam v'yom ches l'miluim. Shu shmini lakamas ha-mishkan. Hu shmini b'nisan v'hem shivas yom kodim Pesach. The Ritva asks a very sharp question. Very sharp question. It's interesting that it would have been a question you might have even expected the Gemara to ask. But it's the Ritva and the Tosfos HaRosh who asked this question. I chose in the end to see it in the Ritva. You could also take a look at it in the Tosfos HaRosh. So the Ritva asks a basic question. This is going to be the Makar for the Yisur of Tisporis. But the Yisur of Tisporis is how long, Rabosai? We're going to learn later on. It's 30 days. Well, let's see. If our Makar is going to be Rasheichem al Tifro, so this is the death of Nadav and Aviv, which takes place in the beginning of HaKamas HaMishkan. When exactly does it take place? Shivas Yimei Miluim, Rosh Chodesh, plus 7, 8th day of Nisan. 8th day of Nisan, bang. 7 days later, you're hit by Yom Tov. So it seems that historically, in the time of the death of Nadav and Avihu, it should have been that the Isser Tisporeth should have only been how many? 7 days. If it's only 7 days, then where do you get the Makar? Over here, the Gemara, that says Tisporeth is Shloshim Yom. Kach Hiksha Ritva. The Chaimelon, the Chia Gavna, Haregel Mavater Xeris Shloshim. Umutu the Galeh, Bear of a Regel, the Kiva Shekane, a field Tirtsa Lumot, Para Para Minazar Shu Shloshim Yom. So even if you're going to learn, as the Gemara later on is going to say, that just like a Stam Nazar Shloshim Yom, and also said Karabai Nazir, and there you learn how Shloshim Yom, the Kiva Nazar Disparis, Nachlon, Michal Mikrazeh. And if you're going to say, well, we learn how from Parabai Nazir, we have a cloud. The footnotes does a great job in spelling out this klal. I'm just going to give you the rule of thumb. Hakayim alon the dover ayotzim in a klal ain't done in osav exeris shavu lister adin ayotzim in a klal. If you have a makar and the makar tells us a halacha and that halacha applied in that makar in a circumscribed case, the hainu in our case, the aveilus of Aaron of Banav was only sachakol 7 days from the 8th of Nisan to the 15th. So then, you can't say, I've got another Gzeira Shava that tells us 30 days from Parapara Minazir, because your source is not talking about that. If your source is not talking like that, you can't have a Gzeira Shava to come to be Motzi Minaklal. So ask the Ritva, that's a rule. That's a rule to Gemara in Sanhedrin. That's a rule. We're not dining on that rule right now. If that's a rule, so ask the Ritva, where do we have Shloshim Yom if our Gemara is going to tell us this din of the Sparas? V'yei Shloma. So answers the Ritva. The feel of the man domer to spores midoraisa hani mila shivas yomim. Oh, even if we're going to say that the issur tisporis is min haTorah, no one ever meant to say that this makar is mechayv you for shloshim yom. It's only for shiva. Avul issur shloshim yom midrabbananu. The issur shloshim yom is midrabban. Vasamchu lemelech parah parah minazir, and it's only in asmachta, and that's the answer to the question. Okay, so that's the next piece of information. The Ritva, because of his question, says that our sugya, even though you could have thought that it meant to say that there's an Isra of Tisporis Minat Torah for another 30 days, he says it's only 7 days. Rabosai, this is an important shita because here we see a shita in the Rishonim that says that Avelus is all Shiva. If you remember, the Rishonim that we saw in the Rosh didn't allow for such a possibility. We have to do more in terms of research about that. But right now, it's a Gemara later on, it'll be based on the Gemara later on, from here we see the din that Shiva might be 7 days, and then the Ritva comes back and he falls back on the standard position. And then there's some who understand our Gemara as being only an Asmachta. So either you understand our Gemara as being a real Makar Daraisa, where we finally have a Shita that the Ritva takes very seriously, that all Shiva is Daraisa, but no one's going to say that as far as the Shroshin Yom is Min HaTorah. Of course, Sarachian on the Ravid, who said that there is an Isser of Tisparos over 30 days, that we saw in the Rosh, the Ritva seems to have a good kasha against the Ravid, that the Klal was a Klal of only Shiva. Okay, so what emerges is, we have this Ritva that says that Tisparos might be an Isser Shiva, is not going to be an Isser of Shloshim. Rabosai, let's be ma'ayin in the Shitas HaRambam. Let's see how the Rambam fits in all this. Did the Talmidim bring up the Emek Bracha? There were photocopies of Emek Bracha on the Bima. I have my own. I'm just wondering for everybody else. Okay, so let's take a look though at the Let's be ma'ayin in the Rambam. Let's see how the Rambam paskins in this case of Mitzora. So what do we have? We have Yud Vav in Hilchos Mitzora, right? Yud Vav in Hilchos Mitzora. In Tahara. Mitzvahs Aseh. Somebody want to read the Rambam? Jacob, you want to read the Rambam? Go ahead. Mitzvahs Aseh. And I want you to tell me how the Rambam read our Gemara. That's what I want to analyze. How did the Rambam break apart our Gemara? Well, we're going to see something very, very interesting that emerges from the Rambam. Go ahead.
Mitzvahs Aseh. Yam Mitzvah. Mulchlat Mitzvah. Rosh Kol Yimei Kaluto. Vota al Shafam, Ka'abel, Uparim Ragav, Vadiha Ovrim Alav, Shutame, Shamar, Bataru Asherbo Niga. Afilu Koin Gadol Shinitra, Porea Vaporim, Shosa Doha et Votase.
Yes, please.
Vasar Vashilat Shalom, Koime Kolotoka, Shamar al Shafam Yate.
Al Safam Yate, okay, let's stop over here, Rabbi Osai. This we have to make a little bit of a cheshbon, but all you could follow this. Let's go. According to Rambam, is there an Isur? Is there a mitzvah for the Mitzvah to be Mu'utaf? He said beferish, right? Va'ot al safam. Mechusa roshal kol yimei chaluta. Ram goes out of his way to be ma'arich on this idea. That there's a chiyuv for him to be in a state of ituf. Okay. So who's the Rambam going like in our Gemara? When he says that there's a chiyuv? What's the makar for that? Va'al safam yate. Okay. So far, so good. Then, what does the Rambam continue on? What about the halacha in regards to getting his hair cut? What does the Rambam say? Is he allowed to get his hair cut or is he not allowed to get his hair cut? Okay. So he learns that he also, there's an Isur. So what's the Makar for that Isur? The Pasuk itself. The Pasuk that says, Verosha Yeparua. Verosha Yeparua. So does he learn like Rabbi Akiva, or does he not learn like Rabbi Akiva? According to simple pshat in the Gemara, without the last Tosos. Without the last Tosos, it seems to be that he's learning not like Rabbi Akiva, but rather he's learning like Rabbi Eliezer.
Even Rabbi Akiva says there's a source that Sora has to have Rosh Yeprua, which means with a brace as opposed to the fresh Pasuk and Torah.
Oh, wait, stop. What did we say was the opinion of Rav Tapa, according to the, as Tosas had told us? Bidas Rabbi Akiva. You know what? Maybe it'll be a lot easier for the Talmidim if someone runs down to get the Torah Zeran from the Bima. Alex, do you mind? I'll stall for... the Rambam is in Perek Yud, Halacha Vav, is that what you're about to ask me? So what do you see from here, Rabosai? What do you see from here is that the Rambam on the one hand says that there's a Chiyuv Atifa, yet at the same time the Rambam says that there's an Isur to do a haircut, right? That's what we see from our Rambam, correct? Everybody see that? Now let me ask you, who is the Rambam going according to? Who's the Rambam following? Let's do the math. Do my math for a second. Play with me for a moment. If you disagree with the math, I'm willing to listen. But I'm going to make up the rules over here of the math. Okay? It's not my own. This is the Emek Brachas. Oh, I called him the Torah Zeran. It's the Emek Brachas Mahalath as well. The Rambam over here is saying that on the one hand, there is no chiyuv of ituf. Who says that there's no chiyuv of ituf? I'm sorry, the Rambam says that there's a chiyuv of ituf. Who says that there's a chiyuv of ituf?
Everyone
except for Rav Papa. Who's Rav Papa explaining? Rav Papa is explaining Rabbi Akiva. So the Rambam now, okay, let me map this out for you. The Rambam now, when he says ituf, chiyuv ituf, delo kirabi akiva urav papa. Okay? So that means we're not going according to Rabbi Akiva Rav Papa, right? Because Rav Papa said it's coming to exclude kumsa v'sudra, which is mashra, there's no chiyuv ituf. Fine. Well, let's now go a step further. The Rambam also says that there's an isur to cut one's hair. The Isur to cut one's hair. Where did the Rambam get that from? From the Pasuk, right? The Gemara.
He doesn't bring the Pasuk,
though. Oh, doesn't quote the Pasuk.
He just says it's Isur.
So the Rambam says that there's an Isur over here. What's the Makar? What's the Makar that a Metzora is not allowed to get his hair cut?
Mar brings two Makars.
What?
Mar brings the Reis up, and then Mar brings the Pasuk.
Yeah, the photocopies. The photocopies on the Bima.
For the Torah's right?
I'm sorry, it's my fault. It's the same mechaber. I always call him the Torah Zeran because it's my fault. It's totally my fault. It's the same frame. No. Let Alex do it. It's the same thing. It's my fault. I realize. In fact, I said it once you left. That's the photocopy. It's the Emek Bracha. It's the same. To me, it's the same person.
You want more of those?
Yeah. Does everybody have? Maybe I don't have to send you, but guys don't have, right? So Alex, do you mind if I send you again? I apologize. I'm sorry. No. The reason he's known by as the Torah Zeran because that was the sefer, his magnum opus when he was alive. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, he wrote on Zeran. Okay, so the Rambam over here says in regards to Ituf, he says that there's a chiyuv of Ituf, and that can't be going according to Rav Papa and Rabbi Akiva. Okay, but the Rambam also says that there's an Isur of Tisporas. Now, who's that going according to? So that's going according to a Braisa, and that Braisa is going according to Rabbi Eliezer, or is that Braisa going according to Rabbi Akiva? What? Oh, okay. So let's begin to analyze to see how the math works. I hope that, I want to read his diuk inside, and then I hope it'll come up in time. Yes, you know what, Mike, I'll take your question. You go ahead.
Is it possible?
Maybe.
We have to say that
Maybe. Maybe. Let's take a look. Let's take a look. Right. It's not going, that's, right. We're not going with the Karen Ora right now. Correct. Let's begin to analyze. Other loss of bitisporus. Menudu mitzorim man bitisporus. Vikosva tosvos. Umei rosha ye parua. Lo boy lachuche. The less lay the Rebbe Eliezer the muke lo the kamon bitisporus. So Tosa says right away that the isur of lesaper, the isur for getting a haircut, so Tosa says, you can't prove the less lay Rebbe Lazar because he says talking about the sporus. Nimtza, the Rebbe Lazar, the Roshi Perua Hainu Gidel Seyar. Had the aser b'tisporus hanim midoraisa. The aser b'tisporus we saw is only going according to Rabbi Lazar. Avul Rabbi Akiva. Does Jack have one? Avul Rabbi Akiva. The sod roshi epurah hanim shem megula mikum savesudra. Who the aser b'tisporus ainu elam midrabanan. Kemo kibus. Vine b'samuch b'tzor ma b'tivas arosh. Tashma v'asafim yatnu chashchay b'tivas arosh. Val karchach. The pshitas hagemara hanu deliver the Rabbi Lazar. Avul Rabbi Akiva, the Roshi Apruah Shem Megula Mekum Sudra. Imkain Ada Rabba Mitzora Asabativa Sarosh Vechain Kaswa Tosvos. Vakrod Al Safam Yat, the Mukala Rabbi Akiva, the Roshi Achina, come on, she is Svosa Midabako, she also Vesheila Shalom. So what emerges is the following, that according to Rabbi Akiva, once we learn from Roshi Apruah, that means that a Mitzora is Asur Batifa Sarosh. Right, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's an Isur of Mitzora. So then, the halach of Tisporus and the halach of Ituf can't go with each other. Now take a look at the difficulty of the Rambam. V'hine ha-Rambam, b'perek yud mitum ha-saras halach avav kasa, v'zeh l'shono, mitzvah saseh, she'e Mitzora muchla mechusa rosh kol yimei chaluta, v'olta al-safim kav, v'olparim begodav, u'maydiya she'utameh, sh'nema v'atzeru asher bo anega, v'osa l'saper u'l'chapes kol yimei chaluta. Hine, Midikosav, here's the punchline, Rabbi Osai. Reuven doesn't have it. Have one. You have an extra one? There aren't more? Hine midikosav, shechai bativas arosh, al karchach, de posak, ki Rabbi Lazar, de roshi apurua, hainu gidol seyar, de tali zebezet. Vim kain, kosha, loma hishbe legamri, hach dina de gidol seyar, veloma lo kosav de mitzvah sasei, hi legadol saro. Here's the problem, Rabbi Osai. According to the Rambam, is there a mitzvah for a person to be megadol saro? By mitzora? The Rambam doesn't say it. The Rambam makes no mention. So according to Tosfos' cheshbon, the Rambam doesn't fit in either direction. The Rambam doesn't fit. Because if we're going to say that the Rambam is going according to Rabbi Lazar, and that's the mechkar for the chiyuv of Atifa. So then according to Rabbi Lazar also, there's a mitzvah of Gidol Seyar. If there's a mitzvah of Gidol Seyar, why didn't the Rambam mention it? Why didn't the Rambam mention it? That's the kasha. Mamanushah, the Rambam seems, according to the way we're breaking everything down, I'll leave it to Tosvos, according to the way we're breaking it down, the Rambam seems according to no one. Again, let's look in the Rambam, the way he describes it. The Rambam says, "Mitzvah saseh sheim etzar muklam mechusa rosh kol yimei chaluto." Where's the halacha in regards to gidol seyar? And the two go hand in hand according to the way our Gemara have been set up. Mamanim shach. That's the Torah's Rambam's kasha, the Emet Bracha's kasha on our sugya. Now, what I want to show you is he has a beautiful yisod to be miyashiv. He points out that the Rambam does say it. But the way the Rambam says it is very, very interesting. The Rambam does mention Gidol Seyar, but in a little bit of a backwards type of way. That's going to be our diuk. And once he makes the diuk of how the Rambam presents it, we're going to see that vistas are going to be opened up to us in a new way of breaking down pshat in our Gemara. And also we'll see a new mabat, a new perspective of Tisporas. And then you'll see why I first read the Ritva and how that's connected to the discussion of the Ritva of the Isur Tisporus. But again, the basic question is that if he says there's a chiyuv ituf the loka Rabbi Akiva v'Rav Papa, so then how can it be that there's no mitzvah of Gidol Seyar according to the Rambam? That's the difficulty. The two go hand in hand. That's the way Tosfos had set it up. That's the way Tosas set up. The top two Tosas say the two go hand in hand with each other. Yes, Eitan.
There's a difference between
Kido
and
Osir. Oh, so that's what he wants to develop. He wants to say, let's take a look at how the Torah's Ram develops this idea. Very, very fascinating. Vimken Kosha. Everybody have it now? Ruvain Michal has it. You can look on with him. Vimken Kosha. Lama Hishbit Ligamri Hachdina Digidol Ser Velomalo Kosov the Mitzvah Sasei Gadlo Saro. Rak Kosov Stam Vasil Saper Lechabes. Mashma Davi Rak the Rabbanan Kamo Kibus. Kibus is only Isser the Rabbanan. So why? How did the Rambam break apart our Sugya? According to our Sugya, if you hold that there's a Chiyuv of Ituv, so then the inverse is also true. And that is, there's a Chiyuv of Gidol Seyar. Yet why the funny Lashon, the soft Lashon of Asur Lesaper? Now you don't like this diuk? You have all the right not to like the diuk. Let's see how he develops it. And yes, the question is like this: asks the Emek Bracha the following question. And if it's not clear, Rabbi Osei, you stop me. The Emek Bracha says the following: if we say that according to Rambam there's a chiyuv of ituv, then who are we paskening in our sugya? We're paskening against Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva, according to Rav Papa, and that's the way it seems that Tosas had pointed out, that according to Rav Papa and Rabbi Akiva, if you require Atifa, so then you're going against Rav Papa and Rabbi Akiva. That's what Tosas in the second Tosas had said. If that's so, if you're going against Rabbi Akiva and Rav Papa, then you're going according to Rabbi Elazar. And Rabbi Elazar holds that we learn from the Pasuk HaParua, the Chiyuv of Gidol Seyar. If there's a Chiyuv of Gidol Seyar, so then that tells us that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa for the Metzora to wear his hair long. The Torah's, the Emek Bracha Torah's Raim asks, but at the end of the day, the Rambam doesn't tell us this as part of the mitzvah saseh. He only mentions the mitzvah saseh of Ituf. The Gemara says the mitzvah saseh of Ituf goes hand in hand with the mitzvah saseh of letting your hair grow. So why does the Rambam not mention that as being connected to the other din? In fact, the fact the Rambam does mention the an Isser to cut your hair, he doesn't put it as part of the mitzvah saseh. The Isser of Kibus, for example, by Metzora, there's no Makar. The Rambam puts it together. V'asul esaper lechabes, the Rambam puts it together. Let's continue on in his words. Demashman davi rak de rabbonon. Then another kasha. Now you're going to see how all the other marimakomos are connected. The yaivitz is connected to this as well. Dari nafkamina bazel le'inyanim hayisaros of ketanos. You know what, this nafkamina you could do on your own. I'm not going to discuss this nafkamina. It's a very, very technical nafkamina. So far, this is the kasha. Rabbo said, we're not going to go on. No Jew will be left behind. We're not going to go on unless everybody understands the difficulty in the Rambam. Are we good? Ruvein? So far, so good? Menachem?
Can you explain how the Chiyuv Ituv is the same thing as the Yasid for your girl?
Tosas said that if you hold a Rav Papa, right, so then the halacha is that there's no Shaila in regards to Ituv, right? That's what Tosas had said. That when, if you hold like Rav Papa, there's no Shaila in regards to Ituv. Rav Papa is going with whom? Within Das Rabbi Akiva.
This is all under the opinion that Rabbi Akiva
are going together. Correct. That's the entire assumption. Correct. Let's go with this assumption for now. Okay? Okay. You're right. Tomorrow, after, you see, this is again consistent with what I emphasize in terms of learning. First get what they said straight. First it should be entirely straight. Then the flaws in the argument we could examine later on. But first let's get this clear. Okay. So he says beautifully, Va'achara iyun b'loshan Rambam hisponanti v'ra'isi shebe'emes mevi hachdina de priyas rosh. He says, really the Rambam does bring down this halacha of letting the hair grow long. Shenemar, by the way, does anybody have a Frankel here? Ah, we're going to see if he's right in a second. You have a Frankel, good. Shereisim shenemar v'atzaru asher bo'anega v'gomer. V'gomer ha'pasuk, what's the end of the pasuk? Rosh yefarua Uvkod of Yufirumim. The Yoser Nirisha Barambam Atzma Yakosv Kala Pasuk Mefurish. He says the Rambam probably wrote out the whole Pasuk. Did the Rambam write out the whole Pasuk? He didn't have the Frankel edition. when he starts off mitzvahs, I say, and then he quotes Shenema Vatru Asher Bo Anega. Does it say Vegomer? Or does the Rambam write out the whole pasuk? Vegomer. So, according to that edition, it's not correct. Okay. Vegomer pasuk Roshi Eparua Begodu Yefrumen VYosinir Sherama Matzma Yekasa Kol Pasuk Mefurish VRak Hamatpisim Kitzru Vekasav Milas Gomer Teida. The Rambam writes in regards to a Kohen Gadol that he lets his hair grow. So stam mitzora also. The Rambam doesn't need to spell out what Priyas Harosh is. In other words, when the Rambam, just by quoting the pasuk, that's enough. Why? Because we're not going according to Rabbi Akiva. It's only Rabbi Akiva who reread the pasuk. But the simple reading of the pasuk is to let the hair grow. Oh. V'lo tzuch l'var ma'a priyas rosh. Imke Rebbe Lazar ke Rebbe Akiva. Dibibshitus mashan dahainu gidol seyar. Umash is stap eke Rambam imash evi apostol glavad v'lo bir befrat es mitzvah seseh shal priyas rosh. And the reason why the Rambam is not satisfied, the Rambam is satisfied, excuse me, by simply quoting the pasuk and not to tell us, nira mishum, the Rambam assumes that's all part of one mitzvah, and that is to act as a mitzvah. So Rambam doesn't need to say the different parts of the mitzvah as long as you quote the pasuk. She hamitzarua yodua mufursim lekol bekriyas begadov priyas rosh v'atiyal safam v'chein chasam b'sefer hamitzvahs, and that's what the Rambam writes in sefer hamitzvahs. Mitzvah kuf yud beis. He should see vanu liyos hamitzuru yudua lekol ad shiavdol mimenu bnei adam vuar miyisparach v'atzuru asher bo anega. So step number two, says the Emek Bracha, is the Rambam doesn't need to spell out the details over here because it's all part of one kiyum of being in a state of mitzorah. Okay. So you know what he says is the answer? The way we broke apart the sugya is correct. And that is, the two go together. The chiyuv ituf and the chiyuv migad el seyar are hainu hach. They go together because Rav Papa is translating Rabbi Akiva, and if we're not going within Rav Papa, then we're assuming that there's Ituf Arosh. If we're assuming there's Ituf Arosh, then there's a Chiyuv Gidol Seir. Aye, why didn't the Rambam spell out Gidol Seir? He did. By simply quoting the pasuk, that's enough, because we're not going, I'm adding to what Torah's Rambam is saying, we're not going within Rabbi Akiva. Just one more thing. But what about the fact that the Rambam says, V'asur l'saper l'chabes? So here he says something very interesting. The Rambam learns that that's the Rabbanon. Dilavad hamitzvah saseh shel priyas harosh tiknu bonami Rabbanon iser tesporas kimo ba'ovel. The Rambam learns that there's also an iser of tesporas like ovel. Dahainu. That there is tzvei dinim in mitzora. One is the iser daraisa. Or let me formulate it this way, a chiyuv d'oraisa of gidol seyar. And then in the Rabbanan, there's another halacha of the iser to be misaper. What's that iser midrabbanan l'saper? That iser midrabbanan is what we started off with all the way in the beginning, an hour and a half ago. That we started off as saying what? That there is two parts to the iser of cutting one's ear. One is the chiyuv d'oraisa, the way it's being set up over here, to of gidol seyar, or one, even if it's a din d'rabbanan, there's one din that's called the iser giluach, and then there's a separate halach of tisporas of cutting hair from the entire body, which was the way the yayvetz was miyashev. What was the Gemara's new shine in regards to menuda? Because menuda was only talking about a regular haircut, but all bodily hair is only including the iser of tisporas. The same thing by mitzora. By mitzora, there's a din of para, but that halacha of para, it doesn't include the iser of derabban of tisporas. Tisporas is the whole is the halacha of the iser of cutting every hair of the body, and that's what the Rambam means when he says v'asal l'saper l'chabe. So if you want to crunch the Emek Bracha Mamish in one or two sentences, what the Emek Bracha says is the following. According to Tosas' construct, at least the first two Tosas in, If you hold that there's a chiyuv of ituv, then you hold there's a chiyuv of gidol ser. The Rambam never mentioned gidol ser. He says, no, all you need is to quote the pasuk, and once you have the pasuk, you have the chiyuv of gidol ser. The Rambam later on speaks about as a derabbanan v'asel l'saper, that's a separate halacha, and that is that you're not allowed to cut bodily here. And that's a din derabbanan, is not the din d'oraisa, which is the same yesod that the yaivitz had used to explain why we didn't go to the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah was talking about the regular halacha in regards to cutting one's hair, but the halacha of Tisporis, which is halacha of Avel, which is only a Derabbanan, so that's not included in the Mishnah. As well as the Emek Bracha says, is not included in the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk of Gidol Seir is a separate halacha of the Isser of Tisporis. So he says, based on this, let's just finish off. Based on this, he says, first of all, the nafkamina bazeh, as we just said, what we saw from the Yavetz, nafkamina bazeh le'inyin seir shebishar mekom shebeguf v'ad merosha. The mitzvah shal priyas arosha ain't all b'seir sheberosha. It's only on the hair of the head. Al mishum iser tisporis, aser nami b'seir shebekol aguf, u'kamol le'inyin aveilus, as we saw seen from the Yavetz to the Miyashi. And then he says, u'lefi zeh, but you don't have it on your page. He says, but now we can be Miyashi, tosis is kasha. That how could the Gemara have asked Mitzora Mal B'Tisporis that's not going according to Rabbi Eliezer? No, there's no stira. Tosus had asked Mitzora Mal B'Tisporis, how could it be that we're not going all of a sudden according to Rabbi Eliezer? No. This Shiloh of Tisporis is not the Shiloh of the Doraisa of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. When the Gemara points out, when the Gemara starts out, and Tosus says, Umeiroshi Yerperua lo boy lachuche de leslai de Rabbi Lazar, he says, Tosis is kasha, is not a kasha at all. It could be that we're going both according to Rabbi Lazar and according to Rabbi Akiva. Because there we're not talking about the din d'oraisa of Gidol Seir. Here the shayla is a shayla of Tisporis. And the shayla of Tisporis is only a shayla of what? It's only a shayla of a derabbanan. So then Tosis doesn't need to be madchik that our entire sugya is only going alima the Rebbe Lazar if you learn, like we had started off saying, from the Yaivitz's Yishuv of the Mishnah, that we're not talking about the Gin of Gidol Seir, but rather we're talking about the Isser of Tisporis, then it's no longer totally in the Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. I know some of you didn't follow it, this Nakuda. I realized that. I kept on going ahead anyhow, because this is a very important finish. It would be incorrect not to finish without this. Of course, we'll hammer it out, Be'ezor Hashem, tomorrow. How, based on his pshat in the Rambam, it's Miyashiv the Tosis. I meant in Chazar, not tomorrow. And in Be'ezor Hashem, tomorrow, I want to then begin to explore what are the hashlachos of what the Torah's running is saying. But before the Torah's run, how is Miyashiv the Tosis? Let's just go again everything what we've done up until now in pshat, just to crunch what we've learned. Even if you don't come away to the Torah's Run's final yishuv, the Emek Bracha's final yishuv, but at the end of the day, just to be able to crunch what we learned today. We have a Gemara that seems to indicate that a machlokus between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva of whether parua means a chiyuv gidol seir or not. And Tosis assumes right off the bat that if we're using a pasuk of parua for gidol seir, so then we can't be going aliba the shitas Rabbi Akiva. Then in the end, Tosis tries to reconcile the two. That was what we had seen in Tosis. We also saw, tangentially, the Ritva, who says that our makar for Isur Disporis is only Bar Shiva, not talking about Shloshim. Can't be talking about Shloshim, because if it's talking about Shloshim, it's interrupted in the case of Misas Arnodav Avim. Also, we saw that the Yaivitz points out that the Gemara's question, the Gemara starts off, the Chura is against the Beferish Mishnah. So the Ritva says it's Lav Dafka. Maybe you could have had such a Hava meaning even if there wasn't an Isur. According to the Yaivitz, no. There's two dinim that we're talking about. One din that we're talking about is the Giluach HaRosh. The other is the Yisr of Tisporis on the entire body. The Torah Zoram, the Emek Bracha, uses this in explaining the Rambam, where the Rambam puts together the Yisr of L'Saper L'Chabes. Once you understand that yisod, then Tosis' whole kashas don't start. So what will emerge is you'll have Tosis' own yishuv to the stira and the sugyas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva, which Tosis has in Dibra Maskel Hirosho, where we were mazdir why Tosis says why you need a pasuk for avel, why you need brisas for everything else, or why brisas are more preferable. And then we're going to see that there's another yishuv according to the Emek Bracha. Yes, Yaakov. Rabbi says it's a heavy